It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays right here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and your host is Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise. How are you?
Oh, very good.
Nice to see you. Last minute before the holidays.
I know.
Here.
I'm so happy. You know, when the holidays are over.
I think a lot of people are.
I don't want to be a bah humbug, but you know, all this stuff you got to do, extra things with your regular life. It's just, you know, it's nice when it's over.
Right.
Yeah. Also, you get back to normal, but it is sort of exciting. Yeah. You know, it's sort of, you anticipate what's going to happen, where you're going to go, who's going to show up, who's going to do what, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. It is nice. But it also makes you think, I just need to get out of here.
Well, next year I'm going to be gone over New Year's Eve.
Oh,
I
leave, okay.
I'm escorting a cruise round trip Barbados.
Oh, wow.
It's December 27th to January 6th. And nice. I've always wanted to go on a cruise over New Year's Eve. So I am the escort on that. So if anybody's interested, let me know. It's a high-end cruise line. It's got lots of ports of call, not your normal everyday big ship ports of call. Nice right. little ones. And we're going on a smaller ship with superb service. So that's next year. I'll be really excited next year, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. And there's still time to sign up for that cruise?
Oh, yeah, there's room. And there. I'm going to be also escorting a shore excursion in Grenada.
Mm.
So that's all included.
And Barbados is absolutely gorgeous.
It's unbelievable. And I'm very excited about the opportunity to go there. It's been a long time. So anyway, if you're thinking about, oh, great, New Year's, what am I going to do? Think about next year, since it's a little late this year.
A little
year.
Late for this year, right, right. Oh, no, that's so wonderful. So an email to Elise, send it to ksro@travelwise.net, and get more information about that cruise over the new year next year for
right.
Barbados.
And, you know, one of the things I think about is about the holidays, and every year, regardless of what religion you are and what your beliefs are, the best way to celebrate the holidays is to give back to others.
Mm-hmm.
Because those who are really bah humbug are all about themselves and me, 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 me. And you know what? If you think about someone else, it just makes it better. And see the
sure.
gleam in their eyes and the excitement. And even for a few seconds, it makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah. And you make a point when you do book travel, if people have a particular charity that they're interested in, that you like to give back to that charity. That's fantastic.
That's it. And also, if you don't have gifts, gift certificates are available.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best gifts to give the
sure.
gift to travel.
Oh. Yeah, all those memories that can be made. That's
oh
fantastic.
Gosh.
I love it. Yeah. Wonderful. So one thing you did want to bring up, you have some acquaintances who have done a travel club. What is a travel club?
What they are is you see them sometimes at home shows, and they're trying to have you join this club, and we will promise you free days, free nights, mm-hmm. free getaways. And they usually say Tahoe or Hawaii or Mexico. And really, you know, you have to buy in to these clubs. And sometimes they're really expensive. I mean, we're talking $5,000. Some are more. Some are closer to $10,000. Mm-hmm. And they offer you unlimited, you know, stays for your life. But one of the things that you don't realize is that company can go out of business.
Right.
And then you're stuck going to wherever they say they have the deals with. Whereas you could actually keep that money you spend for the travel club invested
mm-hmm.
or as a layaway plan for places you really want to go instead of some little
prescribed list of right. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the hotels aren't that good
mm-hmm.
and they're maybe not in the center of town. So I've gotten solicitations now. So please don't fall for it. Don't do it. Similar to a timeshare.
Right, that's what
really
it sounds like.
Be really careful because you're stuck. I know so many people who've bought timeshares, and they are so sorry they did.
Right.
And I'm sorry to say, some people like it because they picked Hawaii mm-hmm. during Christmas and New Year's. Great, I can see that one being a win-win. Most of the time, you don't really get the place you want
right.
at the time of the year. that you want. So please be careful. Don't do it. You're better off booking a dream trip and paying it off monthly in installments,
right,
and keeping that money invested and make money on your money instead of giving it to someone else.
Sure, you don't want to have it tied up when you could be using it for, whatever.
So be careful. Don't fall for it. They're great salespeople, some of the best in the world, but don't do it.
Sure.
Just be careful.
Yeah. Now, there have been some scary things that have been happening in the world here recently. The issue in Berlin, that was just so tragic and awful, at a Christmas market that so many people were killed and injured. What can kind of things can you tell people who are worried about travel now that they see these kinds of things happening, and they have been happening? What can you do to calm us down and help us?
One of the things I have to say is, you know, I'm born and raised in New York, and it sort of stays with me, but you still have to be aware of your surroundings and who's there, and look and watch. And something like what happened in Berlin probably could not have been foreseen, but you need to be aware, and you need to be careful what you're drinking too, because, you know, sometimes you let your guard down, you relax, you get into this festive, and maybe you're not as sharp in looking around. Like, even when I fly, I am giving everybody the once over. I'm sorry. I just check them out, and if I think they look creepy, I tell the gate agent. I mean, I may be, call me paranoid, you know, but you know what? Maybe if I could stop something, if it was ever going to happen, but the world is a different place, and you shouldn't feel afraid. What it's telling you is just to be more aware of what's going on. It's not the same place. When I grew up as a kid, we could bike ride anywhere without worrying about anything. We could go, you know, to the store. We could walk home from school by ourselves. Things were different. And we have a different world we live in.
Right.
And especially a lot of people are paying attention to their cell phone. They're not looking around. Stop looking at your phone. See your surroundings. It's great. When you go to, you go inside, you're sitting down at a dining, you know, to eat lunch, then go on your phone. But watch what's going on. People, you know, you still have people who prey on people who let their guard down.
Right, right. And also those big crowded situations, like when there's when you're in a place when there's a lot of people around, that is really a good time to make sure you know where exits are, make sure that you know, you know, where your party is, so that you're not getting separated, and, you know, if should something happen. So.
Yeah, I was in New York and for Thanksgiving, and the parade was not too far, and I was just looking around. You know, there was more police presence, which is helpful. But you have to check the people you don't expect, you know. And then people have the baby carriages covered up, and it's like, let me see that baby. You know, you just got to just be aware. Just be sharp. Just look around. Know who's there, and, you know, use your instinct.
Right. And I like that idea about not spending too much time with your phone. Keep your head up.
Oh, my God.
Look around.
I mean, you're such easy prey.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, very bad. I'm talking with Elise Corey. She is from TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And you are going to be involved in the Outdoor Expo.
Oh, I'm getting very excited about that as more vendors sign on and on. What it is, you know, this year, besides the Outdoor Expo, it's going to be a travel show.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So you're going to be able to meet some of the vendors we've talked to on the air and some we haven't talked to on the air. You'll be able to go to their booths and talk to them, learn more about what their travel ideas are. And plus, there'll be TravelWise agents there. So if you really say, oh, I love this trip, I have to do it, you'll be able to go to one of the TravelWise agents and have them check the dates for you, or have you sign up for the cruise or the tour or whatever event it may be. We're going to have a lot of specials offered at that time.
Oh, nice.
And it'll be nice to meet people. And sometimes people want to have a face-to-face. We do so much on email and phone that it's nice to connect a voice and a face and a person. So make sure you attend the Outdoor Expo. We're signing up more and more vendors. And a lot of them will probably come in last minute like they usually do.
Sure.
But we already have four.
Who are the vendors that you've got?
We have Princess Cruises. We have Fiji Airlines.
Oh, nice.
We have Star Clippers Cruise Line and Scenic Cruises. Now, Star Clippers are going, Or Scenic. Scenic's been on our show.
They have been,
so yeah. You'll get to meet more. You'll get to learn more about them, and you can talk to them. They'll have videos. Plus, we're going to be able to have a consumer presentation. So, if you want to hear more about Princess, it'll be from, let's say, 10:30 to 11. Go
sure.
to the room, and they'll be able to do it. A talk about it and teach you about it and answer some questions you may have. So I'm getting very excited. That's March 31st, mm-hmm. April 1st and 2nd. I know it sounds a
sure.
long way away, but so did Christmas.
Right.
It's right here. So just pencil it on your calendar and uh-huh. make sure you attend one of the days, because it'll be worth your while, especially if you're traveling, making a big trip. Great time to plan your Christmas.
Yeah,
by that,
exactly. And that's at the fairgrounds?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So the end of March, March 31st, April 1st and 2nd, the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show, which will be very fun. Elise will be there with her TravelWise agent. And some really great vendors. The four mm-hmm. you mentioned are fantastic. All of them do really great tours and wonderful cruises, scenic cruises. Oh my gosh, I would give an arm and a leg to go. And I probably would have to give an arm and a leg to
I
go.
I want to go on the Eclipse too. wait till when you go see scenic cruises or look them up, check out the Eclipse.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Just look at it. It's not a dream. It's a reality. It will be a reality in 2018, but it's almost sold out. So
yeah.
You got to get moving. And if you want to learn more, we know about it. So
Right. And they will have world cruises, basically,
yes.
But also specialize in Antarctica, which I think is so fantastic.
Oh my God. It's one of the areas that are really not, it's more traveled on now than mm-hmm. it was, but it's still one of those
bucket list for sure
that you have. It's not inexpensive, even if you go with a lower budgeted carrier, but still.
Sure.
You get what you pay for, too. Remember that. If you're going that far, you want to make sure you do it right. And that's a great thing to plan for
mm-hmm.
and do layaways, even for 2 years from now.
Oh, that's
great. For 2018. Yeah. Some cruise lines even have 2019.
Oh,
so
wow.
If there's a big event that you're planning, now's the time you can lock it in at the low reduced prices.
Sure.
And then make payments every month, even if it's $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help.
That is smart. So you can reach out to find out more about the Outdoor Expo by sending an email to Elise, and that is ksro@travelwise.net, and that's wise with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about themed cruises. This will be really fun. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.
The Kim Komando Show, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of money saved. Your Santa Rosa Grocery Outlet on 4th Street has all your holiday fixings at 40 to 60% less than other supermarkets. Stop in today for your holiday ham, only $1.29 a pound. Fresh produce, gourmet cheeses, and don't forget the wine. Your Santa Rosa Grocery Outlet on 4th Street is your money-saving, happy holiday headquarters.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
To find a store near you, visit groceryoutlet.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Travel Tuesdays, brought to you by TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Your host is Elise Corey. And Elise, we want to talk now about some themed cruises that you can take. Now, we've talked a little bit about maybe wine lovers or other groups maybe going together on a cruise together, but there's lots of different themed cruises.
Yeah, there's quite a few of the theme cruises that, you know, it's a great idea to do it with a club, and you can even start your own theme cruise.
Uh-huh.
But anything from knitting.
Knitting.
Knitting cruises, bridge, if you play bridge.
Oh, okay.
If you like baseball or sports, fitness cruise, which would be a great thing to do if you're trying to set a New Year's resolution.
Sure.
And do something with a group of girls. You can, you know, of course there's wine and food and beer, of course.
Right.
But there's hiking and biking cruises and things like that. I mean,
that's
it
fantastic.
Goes on and
wow.
on. So if you belong to a club, there's intellectual cruises. There's political cruises. I mean, so if you have your little club and you want to spend time and learn, or maybe you really, as a knitter, you want to learn how to do a different kind of, how do I say, knit? I'm not a knitter, so
I'm not
I don't
a knitter either, so I don't
but
know where we're going.
But there's different kind of stitches. There's
sure,
different stitches,
sure. yeah.
or you want to learn about that. Or music cruises.
Mm-hmm.
You want to learn more. There's different cruises for everyone. There's astronomy cruises.
Huh.
And now there's going to be a wine certification, wine and spirit education trust courses.
Oh, my.
And, you know, there's meetings and you know for businesses. So
mm-hmm.
if, let's say, you have an accounting firm or a consulting firm, and you want people to come and you want to give them a training,
right.
have it. So most of the cruise lines have a little meeting room,
mm-hmm.
which you can set up, and you can cater it. You can have, you know, a whiteboard, a blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's got AV equipment. So, you know, why not do that? You know, if you're going to go anyway, at least you'll be with like-minded people.
Sure.
One of my favorite things that I think is really nice is the Monte Carlo Grand Prix.
Mm.
Now, I know there are car lovers out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The nice thing about Monte Carlo is the Ferrari factory is not too far away. So you can either go to the Grand Prix and you can put yourself on a cruise ship that docks right in the harbor with tenders that will take you into land. And then you can do some escorted trips up to the Ferrari area.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so that's something, you know, you can do it on your own, but it's not quite the same connections that we
mm-hmm.
have. And we throw in so much more than you get on your own. You know, I keep telling people, look at everything, do the research, then call the expert.
Because mm-hmm.
you don't know what you're missing until you hear about it.
Right.
But being in Monte Carlo, and so really what you have is, if you spend it on a cruise ship, is you have your food, your wine, you're unpacked once, your clothes are all hung up.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the convenience of a cruise ship, but you're in the heart of the area. You have tickets included. I mean, it just makes life so easy. Plus, you get to watch everything going on from a view, from a ship. On,
yeah.
You know, and it's a great time to go. There's no crowds. There's no hassle. There's
mm-hmm.
no parking. There's no traffic jams. You don't have a traffic jam. Maybe taking your tender into the dock and you have
maybe
to wait on
little.
The water to
sure.
get to the pier. It's tough, you know. You know, you don't have a horn to blow either, you know. Well, actually you do, but you know, so think about that. And not only on a cruise ship only, a lot of these type of themes can be done on land as well.
Hmm.
One of my favorites is a girlfriend getaway, where we do spa and maybe learn how to, we do a spirits and we learn how to mix drinks.
Oh, okay, mixology kind of.
Mixology
yeah, that's
class.
Fun.
Maybe you want to do skin care or a body care
mm-hmm.
or just be with some other women or do a bachelorette or a bachelor party or just whatever reason. Make your own excuse. It's
exactly.
just an excuse to go away.
Right.
And do something like that. But, you know, the nice part about going with the group is you always run into somebody, you know, who wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You have, even with the family, there's 20 people and not everybody wants to go see the show. Someone wants to go to the casino. Someone wants to go to the gym. Someone wants to go to the spa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you go with a group, you can't help but have a good time.
Right, right.
So
that is great.
There's so many theme cruises out there. But before you make a decision, and if you're a musician and you have a following and you want your fans to come and hear you on board the ship, that can be arranged too.
Nice. I love that.
So it's a lot of fun. It's just a matter of working out the logistics, which we have experience. We mm-hmm. know how to do it. We've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
So we know who to call and how to make it happen.
What about like gardeners? I know that there's a lot of people, especially in Sonoma County and listeners of KSRO who love Garden mm-hmm. Talk. Are there any cruises around gardening or visiting gardens?
Absolutely. There's actually one cruise line that has grass on top and some of them that grow their own herbs on board the ship.
Fun.
So, you know, it's nice to say, well, what works for you? What do you use for fertilizer? My mm-hmm. roses aren't going. Or,
sure.
You know, there's a lot. So it's really about your passion. Or maybe you like veggies and, you know, mm-hmm. what, you know, you want to learn about different seeds, different varietals. And, you know, so it's nice to meet other people if you belong, like I said, to a club.
Mm-hmm.
And you want, we can do the marketing for you, get people from not only your area, but all through the country.
Sure.
Who want to join you. And then it snowballs. And, you know, it's a nice way to go.
Right. And you meet other people that way too, which I think right. is very great. That you meet like-minded people, not only just from your area, but from other areas as well.
Right. You don't know what grows in North Carolina.
Right.
If you're here or up in Detroit, you know, Michigan, what's up there? You know, there's different ways of dealing in different weather situations
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
climates.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's really, you have to choose what you want to do. And there's always... If there isn't something out there, we can create one
yeah.
for you.
Yeah,
so
exactly. I love this
idea. That's the nice
idea.
Part about it.
Now, we do, of course, love the KSRO-themed
yes.
cruises.
Drum roll. No, I can't tell
but
you
we can't
yet.
Tell yet. We can't tell yet. We can say that, can we say safely, in January, there will be information about a
yes.
new KSRO cruise?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not that far from January.
It's almost here. And we are taking off to Tahiti in January. And that cruise, unfortunately, is sold
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be leaving here January 14th.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sure there'll be all the stories. And for all of you that waited a little too long, well, you have to go on the next one.
Right.
Because and that one's going to happen. And then we'll have another one, which... I think you'll be excited about, and we're going to find out who and what and who's going to be the host.
And where we're going. And
I sort of know
so
where,
exciting.
But I can't say
you can't say it
yet.
No.
Well,
that is so exciting. So if you wanted to be, say, the first to know about this, the details for the KSRO cruise, should people send you an email?
Yes.
Will you let everybody know via email?
Yeah, I will make an announcement once
okay.
it's official.
Okay.
Besides on the show, if you want to know, I can give you the sneak preview once I
okay,
get the
good.
Go-ahead. And you can be the first one to say, oh, I already know that. I don't need to hear it on the radio show.
You will be the first one to know. So send an email to Elise. The email address is ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net. And we will know sometime in January about the next KSRO cruise. This last one, as Elise said, it is sold out. There's no way to get on for the Tahiti cruise. It's in January. But that was a very successful KSRO cruise. This next one's going to be very exciting. I don't know. She won't tell me. I don't even know.
You know, I was just thinking in my mind about, you know, the holidays. And this year is very unusual because Hanukkah and Christmas are at the same
right.
time this year.
Yes.
So,
Hanukkah's on Friday.
You know, if you want to celebrate even... let's say the Jewish holidays or a special day, you can do that on a ship too. That
nice.
You can have a rabbi, you can have a priest come on board, you can go to your church
mm-hmm.
and have them do the sermons on board the ship,
oh,
which
wow.
would be different.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time they're going to want to be at their
mm-hmm.
their church or their synagogue during the holidays, but what a nice way to spend it. So you can do a religious themed
mm-hmm.
cruise too, and there are lots of tours and you know, there are things that are happening in 2020 that I can't pronounce it. I always do. I can't pronounce it. But it happens every 10 years.
Okay.
And they're starting to take bookings now.
Oh, I know where you're talking about. Ober Ammergau.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Passion
so
Play. I've actually been to that town. It may have been happening while I was there. I didn't get to actually see the play, but I was outside the theater where they do it. So it's the Passion Play.
The Passion Play is already taking reservations
for 2020.
And
that is such a beautiful town.
I mean, that's a long way away, but they're doing it now. And if you wait too long, that that's going to be gone.
So this is a town that's in Germany. It's very near, I believe, the Swiss border. It's pretty close. It's a beautiful part of Germany. It's those sort of fairy tale images that you mm-hmm. have of Germany. That's exactly what it looks like. It's a gorgeous little spot. And it's also near the Neuschwanstein castle, that beautiful sort of Cinderella's castle that you've seen in all those pictures. So, man, 2020 would be a great time to go and visit.
And you know, the thing is, you have to grab the space now. And then, of course, mm-hmm. you have 3 years to pay it off.
Sure.
So,
there you go.
So think out of the box. Mm-hmm. Think about things and just realize a lot of times when you do a group, it's much more economical than doing something even local, like even weddings or bachelorette or bachelor parties. You look over here and you go to a restaurant before you're done with it, it costs a fortune. Where on a cruise ship, it's a lot less. And if we have enough people, sometimes we can get you complimentary cocktail parties or mm-hmm. bottles of wine or things like that. So, you know, free is good. Mm-hmm. And so do all your homework, search, knock yourself out on the internet, and then
reach out to Elise.
And then reach out, because I know I can do better than what you find. And if I can't, you know, I'll let you know.
All right, then. So happy holidays, and we will catch you right after the big weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday next week. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays. Reach out to Elise, KSRO, at travelwise.net. This is KSRO.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.